The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. About 450,000 immigrants in South Florida are undocumented. The Trump administration's crackdown on immigration has them worried they'll be deported without a plan to care for their children who were born here in the U.S. WLRN's Alexander Gonzalez tells us about an immigrant advocate in Miami who's giving those families a lifeline.
Nora Sandigo is the guardian of more than 1,250 children. They don't live with her. Her home in West Kendall isn't that big. But if their parents are deported, she makes sure they're taken care of.
Porque tú nos vas a dar fortaleza, Señor. Porque tú estás con nosotros.
It's almost lunchtime, but first they pray. About 20 kids repeat after her.
Para que seamos niños de bien para la sociedad.
The prayer ends and the corn tamales are ready.
Bueno, vamos a comer.
A volunteer, Julieta Garcia, tells the kids, line up. Sandigo serves a meal like this every other Sunday. The adults come mainly for the essentials, food and clothing. The kids, they like the colorful bounce house and popsicles.
They know I adore them. They come here as if this was their home.
Sandigo treats many of the kids as if they were her own because, well, in a way, many are hers. Around 1,250 kids. Immigrant families with children who are U.S. citizens sign power of attorney documents over to Sandigo. That doesn't grant her full legal guardianship or parental rights. It buys her time to assure the kids' safety and find a suitable home for them if a parent is deported.
I can represent them at school, in hospitals, in universities, or in the courts. I can pick them up if they're detained.
Sandigo doesn't take care of the kids all at once. Many of them live with a parent or a family friend. Ritip Kumar is one exception. He's 16 years old and lives with Sandigo and her two daughters.
Since 2010, this is the first stable life I've had.
Ritip was born in Seattle to undocumented Indian parents. He says they were deported when he was 9 years old. They were on the way to Disneyland in California and were stopped at the Oregon border. Ritip's family eventually moved to the country of Georgia. But Ritip wanted to return to the U.S., so he contacted Sandigo about a year ago and took a leap of faith.
I didn't know much about Miami. I knew zero to nothing Spanish, so I didn't understand anything, you know. It was hard at first.
Ritip still doesn't speak Spanish, but now he can understand. Sandigo helped him acclimate.
She is my second mom, yeah.
He says she supported all of his goals, like joining the football team at Felix Varela High.
Football, just, you know, she came out to every game to watch me play.
Sandigo agreed to house Ritip because she has first-hand experience of what it's like to immigrate. She fled the war in Nicaragua when she was 16 years old. She arrived in Miami in 1988.
I understand the kids so much because even at 16 years old, I still felt vulnerable. I still needed the guidance of my parents, their warmth, their hugs, their blessings.
She now leads a national nonprofit called the Nora Sandigo Children Foundation. Sandigo says more parents have been coming to her since President Trump was elected. A woman named Rosalinda stopped by Sandigo's home to pick up diapers and food for her two sons. She says she decided to sign the power of attorney forms about 2 months ago. She calls it her family's small ray of hope. Rosalinda lives in Homestead with her husband, Benjamin. They're undocumented and emigrated from Mexico. They didn't want their last names used. He says when people find out he's Mexican, they tell him, watch out, Trump could deport you. Last month, Sandigo filed a lawsuit in Miami federal court. It asked for deferred action on immigrant parents who have American kids.
We're willing to go all the way to the Supreme Court. That would cover the majority of our immigrant community.
Sandigo and some of her kids are planning to go to Washington, D.C. this summer to speak with lawmakers. I'm Alexander Gonzalez in Miami.
And I'm Tim Padgett. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.